Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17, Letter Number 6484. Baruch Hashem, the 19th of Elul Tov Shin Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvrach. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 11th of the month of Elul, which is the month of compassion, month of Rachamim, the month of Elul, in which you write about your desire to move the coffin of his father, Olav HaShalom, to the Holy Land. And the Rebbe says, the original burial was actually conditional on this. And the Rebbe said, to the extent that he was originally placed in such a coffin that is specially designed so that they could move it. But he says there are several of the family members that are saying that this is totally inappropriate, because the family members will not have an opportunity to visit, to be at the kever. They say to him that the family will not be able to visit the gravesite on the yard site, and similar. So they object to moving the coffin because they want it where they are. So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, such questions belong to a rabbi who is a practicing and rules halachas on the place, and he should hear the arguments of both sides. And that's why you should do as above, bring it to a rav to arbitrate, a rabbi to decide what is the right way. But the Rebbe says it's understood that you need to emphasize that they made this condition at the time of the burial. And even more, what's more important is that he's actually been placed in a special coffin which is meant to be able to move. That means that there will be a change in where he's buried. That almost certainly the being in such a coffin that prevents the decomposition of the body. And if they don't move him, so then we have a question about delaying the equal and changing the burial, because if he's not decomposing, that's also not the proper thing. You would have to bury him over there in a way, because the only reason that they put him in there is just so that he can be transferred. And the Rebbe says, also, I have to say, that the argument of the family members, that is really applies in most cases when you move a deceased, a nifter, to the Holy Land, that all the family members still live in their previous place, and yet everybody does that. So, I mean, this is not like something new. There's a lot of people that want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, even though the issue is that it's not going to be next to them. So, Rebbe is giving him some rationale to explain to the Rav why it should be moved. Is A, because he's going to decompose later, and B, that was the condition, and also he's not decomposing, and this would require actually to change that as well. And the Rebbe says the argument of that you can't be next to the kever, this is all, everybody does this, so it's not such a strong argument. The Rebbe says you conclude in your letter that you work in an accounting firm, and as far as becoming a teacher, And the Rebbe says, he expressed to the Rebbe, he's working now in an office which is an accounting firm. But he writes to the Rebbe that he would like to be a teacher. He wants to be a teacher for Jewish children. And the Rebbe, so he says, this is his job, but that's what he wants to do. But he says, the Rebbe says, in a case like this, just to want to be a teacher isn't sufficient, because that is something which is tied to somebody else. In other words, if you're not teaching, you may want to be a teacher, but the other person is not being taught. So if you, what you want is only for you, but the other person doesn't benefit just from your wanting if you're not going to teach them. And when the recipient doesn't have the influence from the teacher, so it makes no difference to the recipient what the intention of the one who is supposed to be teaching, whether he wants to or doesn't want. So the bottom line is, for the student, it's the practical. Is he receiving or not receiving? What the teacher wants to do or doesn't want to do doesn't impact him. And the Rebbe says the same thing is true in the good side when you do give hashpah, that when you do teach, so when you don't teach, it doesn't matter what you really want to do. You're not teaching, that's it. And the same thing is when you are teaching in the positive side. Also doesn't matter whether you want or you don't want, the bottom line is you're teaching. And the Rebbe says, similar to what our sages of blessed memory taught us in Sifri, in Parshas Tetzach of Dalet Yutes, over there it says that one who loses a sela, and a poor person finds it, he lost it. You lost some money, and a poor person found it, that is still part matter of tzedakah. Even though, the Rebbe says, in most cases, if a person loses money, he's actually in pain, and yet it's considered tzedakah. What's the point? The bottom line is, the poor person got it, it isn't, doesn't matter what your intentions are. So the Rebbe is telling him, wanting to teach doesn't help us. Teaching doesn't matter what you want it or not, but you got to do what is the right thing. And the reason that you're bringing in and you're explaining yourself, you're spicing up your reasoning that you're still lacking many knowledge or no. So the Rebbe says, every person is lacking, doesn't know everything. And even one who reaches the ultimate knowledge, so we know the statement of the Chokrim, which is in Ikrim, Beis Lamed and more, that the ultimate goal of knowledge is that we don't know. In other words, you have to reach such a high level that you finally say, hey, you know what, I don't really know. That's actually, the people that know everything really don't know anything. The people that know everything, they know that they don't know everything. So the ultimate knowledge is not to know. And the Rebbe says, we see practically that this is not just about knowing Hashem and matters of creation, but even in secular studies, and especially during our period right now, the area that we don't know has increased than in the area we do know. In other words, there's more not unknown than there is known. So ultimately, we all don't know. When unknown, there's more unknown. That's not a good reason not to go ahead and teach and teach what you do know. In any event, the Rebbe says, even while you're still in your position, in that office that he says, it is proper to organize a group that you should teach them some holy studies. And self-understood, it should be a way to study that leads to action. As the verse says, "Es Elokim Yirei Ves Mitzvayso Shemoyer Kizeh." Emphasize, fear Hashem, do His mitzvot, because that is called Odom. This is what all man is about. The Rebbe blesses him for good news. Ksivach Simatoyva for him and his family. May they live Shlito. So the Rebbe first advises him. It looks like the Rebbe's opinion is that they should move, but the Rebbe gives him some reason to move the coffin to Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbe says, present it to Rabbonim to make the decision. The Rebbe doesn't put too much weight on the argument that they won't be next to their pad, they won't be able to go on the yard site, because this is a common, happens all the time, so that shouldn't be a reason to stop. And the Rebbe says that wanting to be a teacher, like he writes to the Rebbe, isn't enough. You got to teach, actually. That's the practical. That's what counts. And the fact that you don't have knowledge and everything, that shouldn't stop you, because at the end of the day, we all don't know. And there's more that we don't know than we do know. And therefore, that's not a reason or an excuse. The Rebbe blesses him for good news. Anyway, in any event, even while you're in the office, make a shir there in Kodesh, and in a way that it leads to action. The Rebbe quotes the verse, "Selekim yirei ves mitzvos of shemer kizek olod," and that is what man is all about, is to fear Hashem and do the mitzvahs.